Hello, everybody. It's Jenny from The Coach Jenny. I'm here to teach all my ladies how to find clarity in the chaos. That's right, babe. With a little bit of structure, a whole new mindset, and some sass in that step, we can hold it off. So sit back, relax, and let's get started.
I'm a little late doing this video, about an hour, because my poor puppy, girls, oh my God. Oh, I don't even know where to start. So if you watched my social media, you're gonna see a video of me yelling at construction workers at 3 a.m. Literally. So our house street right here goes into a middle school and two elementary schools. It's like a sweet gig. And on the one middle school, which is like a good stone throw from our corner property, because it's like the end of our property. We have the biggest property lot in our town. It's 1 acre at the very acre corner point. It's a cemetery. We butt up to a cemetery, and on the end of the cemetery is this school. I don't know what the hell the construction workers were doing, but they were laughing and carrying on and just being men. Fine. I don't give a shit what you do during the day. But at 3 a.m., you woke up me, you woke up the dog, my neighbor's dogs were barking because they were air compressors, offloading materials from a truck and dropping it. It sounded like a garbage truck. You know how they like hook into the dumpster and you were like, like it was as if it was in my front yard. And now Tessa's all nervous because Georgie isn't home and she's looking for him. And she runs to the door. Now she's got to go outside. I'm like half naked. I don't have my contacts in. She wants to go outside and she's looking all over the place for George. I'm annoyed. I just want effing sleep. So I'm getting dressed, put my glasses on. We go outside. She's roaming around trying to find George. She hears men talking. She thinks it's Georgie and the neighbor. Now she's like barking and I'm like not having it. So literally just yelled, "Come on, try to sleep over here." And all of a sudden it was like crickets. Crickets. Like unnecessary at 3 a.m. And I'm just like, I just wanted to sleep. And then like Tessa was so nervous because now I'm yelling and she's like scared because she doesn't like when I yell. So finally we like got back in the house and now she's like, I gotta go back outside. I wanna know what's going on. Why are these men here? And I'm like, oh my God. So she went outside at 3 a.m. She went outside at 4:30. Then she went out at 5 and then she went out at like 6. And then I'm like, fine, I'll just get up. And I went to the gym, came home from the gym. And then a dog shit in the house. Tessa hasn't shit in the house since she's been like, I don't know, 7? When she had like another accident. Poor thing. So this month is all about self-image, body image. When people think of self-image, I teach a lot on self-image. And when I say self-image, it's about your confidence. Being sexy, being sassy, what you physically look, what you mentally act, all that stuff. But today we're going to talk a little bit about body image and like why we as women in our 40s, 50s, 60s kind of struggle a little bit with self-image. I think a lot of it has to do with like social media, like the way there's filters. Like sometimes I have a filter on, like I have a filter on right now, like I'm not going to lie, because my forehead is peeling like a mother. Like, it looks like I have dandruff all in here. It's because I got literally burnt so bad here when we put the boat in the water, because all the rest of this is like used to getting sun from cycling because I have my helmet on. Like, doesn't get sun. So I am like leather forehead, and it's like, oh, hurts. It's like, I gotta stop picking at it. I know, stop picking is what I'm hearing from you. Thank you. So, but self-image, body image, it's such an interesting topic because we see social media. We see people getting like Botox and surgeries and all these things to be like in it, like to be pretty. Like, you know, I talk about my mom. My mom had this thing that she always had to be the prettiest lady in the room. And I'm like, I don't care. Like, as long as like my eyebrows are okay, like I have them like tattooed, and like I am like 2 years past like getting them like tattooed and like fixed, and I probably should, and just being cheap right now and not getting it done. But like, as long as my eyebrows are on, like, whatever. Like, and I'm always like fussing with my hair. Like, I don't care. Like, half the time what my clothing looks like, that's not my jam. Because I learned to be confident in who I am, confident in my personality, confidence in myself. Because one of my personal taglines is sassy, classy, and a little bit of badassy, because that's who I am. That's who I turned into. This is who I grew up to be, because I needed to be that for me, because I didn't have healthy role models. And I mean, don't get me wrong, I talk about my body image, my stuff, my body dysmorphic stuff, my therapy, and all the things that I go through, because those things still creep in. Those things still creep in, and I have to smack those down. But there's other synonyms for self-image or body image, and it's your self-concept, your self-perception, your self-identity or self-esteem, and especially your self-worth. And those are like the five things that I think are so important, because when we say, you know, self-image, we're talking about our concept, our perception, our identity, our self-esteem, and our worthiness. So this whole month is all about these five things, and you know, it's just why we struggle with these things. And I blame a lot of social media. I blame the news. I blame magazines. And you know, I go down those rabbit holes, and I get so angry because of, you know, filters. And yes, I use filters sometimes. And yes, magazines 100% airbrush people. And you know, if many of you have been following me, YouTube the words picture to pizza or woman to pizza or something like that. And they take this beautiful woman in a bikini and they turn her into a slice of pizza, like pepperoni pizza. And then they turn her back to this beautiful woman. It's all like 3D digital stuff. It's crazy what you can do over technology. And this is why people, especially our youth, struggle with body image. And you know, the little sign here, there we go. Look at my brain won't function. It says, what does it say? Thigh gaps are for flamingo, eat the cake. Because what was it like, even before COVID, like the big thing was to have a thigh gap. And I'm like, like when you would stand together, you know, like with your legs together, like it was cool to have a thigh gap, to like see between your thighs. And I was like, bitch, I don't know fucking thigh gap. Like my thighs touch. Which is good, because when I drop shit when I'm eating, I catch that thing and I make sure I smack back on it. I catch my phone so it doesn't drop in the toilet. Like, so it's just so funny because, like, you know, there is girls out there are getting like plastic surgery to have a thigh gap because that was the thing to be so skinny. And I'm like, you know, no, I don't want to be so skinny. No, I'm never going to wear a zero. I wear like a 10, 12. No. Mm-mm. So it's just so frustrating because we have this perception of what you want to look like. And, you know, and I definitely catch myself sometime and I'm like, oh yeah, I'm getting some wrinkles and stuff like that. Yeah, that's me. Like, that's me laughing. That's me enjoying life. That's me growing older and more wiser. I'm okay with that. I don't need to have fillers and all that other stuff. Like, shit jiggles. Yeah, I'm 45. I expect things to jiggle. Yeah, I still have some things here that I don't like. I work on that really hard. But that's part of life. And I heard a funny saying the other day, a woman, like a, they call this pouch like a fupa. And I was like, it's such a weird term. And like she was this one woman who was like in her 40s and she's like, you know, I need to get rid of this pouch. You know, I had like 3 kids and I want to get rid of the couch. I want a pouch. I want to have my flat stomach again. And the doctor said to her, you can't have a flat stomach. You had babies. Those are your organs. And it made me laugh because it's so true. Like, those are your organs in there. Yeah, we have some like meat around it because that's what's protecting your organs. Like, we are so worried about what society thinks about us. We are so worried about, are we gonna like be accepted into the cool crowd? Yeah, I did when I was in like high school. Now I don't give a shit. If you don't like me, bye Felicia. You're not my jam. You're not for me. And that's okay. There's people who don't like me because I am as expressive and I am who I am. I'm okay with that. I say my feelings. I say my truth. I say my story. I talk about the things that people don't want to talk about. And that's okay. That's life. I think it's really important to be honest with ourselves, to be like, this is something that's real. This is something that's honest. This is something that needs to be spoken about. Your body is your vessel why we're here on earth. And if you don't take care of it, it's not like you could trade it in and get a new one. Yeah, you can polish it up and, you know, get new parts and do all those other things to make it shiny bright and look new and exciting. But you only get one vessel while you're here on this earth. Take care of it. Do something about it. Now, and that's why I work out so hard now. And I've been since my 30s. When I was so young, my mom had a heart attack at 40. And I, damn the hell, I was going to have a heart attack at 40. Like, that's when I was like, I need to take care of myself. Like, I don't want to do that. That looks scary and I don't want to deal with that. But like, life is in your control. And I made a post the other day on social media and it was saying, it's like, it's so much easier to take control of your life when you're in the driver's seat. It's so much harder to lose weight and do all these things when a doctor's telling you that you have to do it or you have cancer or something. Like, it was the most detrimental thing that we went through when they said, my mom has pancreatic cancer. Like, you know, taking care of your body, taking care of your mind, taking care of your soul is something that you can do. It's a preventative. Like, that's simple. That's minutes in a day. But it's so important to have that perspective of what you want your self-image to look like. Of course I want to be super thin. Of course I want to have abs. Of course I want to have these things. But as I grow older, my perspective changes. And that was one of my five things here when it says concept, perception, identity, esteem, and worthiness. In my 40s, yeah, sure, I would love to have a six pack, but I have organs. I have a little bit of fat there. That's okay. I just want to be healthy. I want to be happy. I want to be able to eat foods and not feel guilty. My image, my self-perception of me in my 40s is all about wellness. It's all about happiness. It's all about family and friends and adventure and doing things for the overall wellness of me. It's not vanity. It's not trying to impress people. It's not trying to be somebody that I'm not. That was me in my 20s when I was like, oh, I'm going to buy all these Gucci things and drive these fancy cars and do all these things. Yay. That wasn't me. Like, I didn't like myself in my 20s, at least my early 20s, from 20 to 25. Like, I was going through a shit storm, going through menopause. Like, I was all effed up. And I'm like, I just didn't know who I was. And I vowed to myself that I need to get my shit in check. I gained like 60 pounds. I was a hot mess express. And it wasn't until I got this in check with this and decided, wow, I really need to find some kind of path and fall in love with me versus falling in love with the literature that I was reading and people that I was idolizing. I'm not those people. Yes, there's women that I adore out there, like the ever so beautiful, like Julia Roberts and the Jennifer Lopez's and Jennifer Aniston and like Anderson. Yeah, Jennifer Aniston. Like, those three women are beautiful, beautiful. And like, whatever their secrets are, and I read all about their secrets, a lot of it is eat well, move your body, and take care of yourselves. Like, meditate. Put good things on the biggest organ that you have, which is your skin. Put good things into your body. That's how you stay healthy. That's how you have a good self-image, because we're working on all these things. And if many of you, well, two of you are in the sisterhood, where's my notes here? I'm doing this new thing in August because I always tried so hard to work on me. Creating a routine, got my schedule book. Do my schedule, like got everything in here and making sure I schedule, follow a routine, follow. But I'm working really hard to work on staying more happy. And I hate the word flow. I need to find a better word than flow, because flow always makes me think of my period. But I came up with something called the Power 7. This is my self-management, self-care routine. And it's seven things that I want to complete in a day. They are nourishing my body. It's in no particular order. You can get these things done whenever you want to. Nourish your body, moving, decluttering my space. Like, I just vacuumed a carpet the other day. I was like, oh my God, I haven't vacuumed up here in like a month. Power planning, going through my scheduler on Sunday and Wednesday, making sure like the important things are on there, like homegirl, get your hair done. Like, you know, when does Georgie travel? When do I got an eye appointment with my cataract stuff? Like, the important things, like client consults, missed this thing at 11 that I was supposed to do, you know, mental resets, mindfulness practice and connection, like doing these 7 things in a day, every day, doing them. I'm actually ordering a new planner because I want to like write them down in my daily planner to like have them, get them done, check them off when I get them done. My power 7, I get so excited to do and be like, ooh, I did that. Like, already had my connection today, already eating, I ate my lunch already. I already did my movement for the day. Decluttered a little bit yesterday, so when I came up here to my office today, it's a good shape. So check, you know, Wednesday's power planning reset. So at the end of the day, I'll look at my schedule, make sure things are good. So I'm like pretty good for the day already, and it's noon. So there's a few things I want to do, continue to nourish. You know, I put a different flavor in my water today. There's healthy things that I put in there to just spice it up a little. It's all about ways that I can work on me. Me, the self-image of me. This is what I coach on. This is what I teach on. This has been a huge reason why women have been attracted to working with me in my Mission Possible program, which is my 12-week coaching program, is working on their self-image, working on solving a problem, helping them through it, and getting through crises. Because we have this image, and what this image is, we process, is it a reality? Or is it like this image that you think you need to be? And half the time it's what we think society thinks we should be. And another post I posted yesterday, this one was really good. I was really proud of myself that I came up with this. It said, sorry, my internet's a little slow today. Oh, I don't even know where it went. Refresh. It took so long to stop judging myself through the eyes of a stranger. So interesting. Let me say that again. It took so long to stop judging myself through the eyes of a stranger, meaning that I'd be like, oh my God, that guy's looking at me. Oh my God, that girl's judging me. Oh my God, oh my God. Perception of what I thought people were thinking of me. What were they thinking of me? Making up stories in my brain. This was hurting my self-image. This was creating stories about my body image. This was creating terrible struggles mentally, emotionally, physically, everywhere with me. It's so fascinating how we continue to struggle because what we think others are thinking about us. Take that in. It's not until you have that perception about you, what you are to you, what you mean to you, what you want for you. It's like anything else, what your goals are, what your desires are, what your loves are, what your passions are. It's for you, babe. It's for you. It's not for anybody else. So when I say I work with women who struggle with their self-image, that's huge. Because we all do it. We have that devil and the angel on our shoulder. And which one is it? It's the one that we create in our brain. But the one in our brain should be the reality of what we really, really are. So, I hope this all makes sense. You know, self-image body image, body positivity, all these things are all lumped together. But it really comes down to you being comfortable with who you are, your personality, your concept, your perception, your identity, your self-esteem, your worthiness. So take that in, absorb that, love on that. And if you continue to struggle with any of these concepts, reach out, connect with me, and let's have a coaching call. Literally, let's have a coaching call. You know, I always offer everybody, I'm like, we can have a free coaching call. That's on you. Fill out the coaching questionnaire. Fill it out. It takes like 5 minutes, a couple questions. And then just, it's a way for me to get to know you and what's on your mind. So when we do Zoom, we can connect and then we can chat from there. I can point you in the right direction. It may not even be me. It's a way for me to be like, okay, cool, I can help you. Or no, girl, like, this is where you should be headed. This is where you should go. Or yeah, I have single sessions, I have texting programs, and I have 12-week programs, I have group coaching. I have all these things that I can offer you. Let's connect. It's what it's at. So I love you so much. And once again, you are amazing. Be awesome, be beautiful, and be proud of who you are. Take care. Bye.